Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Iggy and I are back. I'm Dawn Thompson of Dawn of the New Era. And it's so good to be here with you. We got the sirens as usual, so I figured while they go off, we can start with a moment of silence, go into our bodies and just close our eyes and ask our ego selves to kind of sit beside us for the time and space that we're sharing today, and to really contact our bodies for a moment, checking in, midday lunchtime check-in. Take a big, deep breath. Notice where your breath has been tight. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha.
It sounds like angels from this side. That's cool.
It does, like an angel siren.
Yeah, it's like, ah! It was just really cool. That was neat.
calling all the angels. Been calling on all the angels. It's been, I didn't do the show last month because I was in Peru, and we were there together. That was an amazing experience. Feel very bonded with you, even more so, and the whole crew there. And still integrating, even so, even a month later. That was a very integrative trip that I knew as a healer and a teacher, you know, that was healing and teaching all of us, and that, and I knew there would be an integration period afterwards, but starting to come on the other side of it and back into what I can give. But it was like a great purge. It really was. Mm-hmm. In fact, before I left for the trip, I had a couple people around me, and I'm sure we can all relate to this, that were, you know, here I am, I'm doing my mindfulness training once a week, and I just wanted to yell at them, like, as much as I try to be patient, like, be in the moment. What is, you know, there was a couple people that just, you know, were in drama or they were in an old story, and I couldn't find compassion as much as I tried. I really wanted to say, I don't get it. Can you not see the trees in front of you? Can you stop and breathe the air that we have? Like, we're here now. And so I was very interested and curious about why these mirrors were in my life and what, you know, ultimately I wanted to help them or facilitate or have compassion for them or, you know, and not cringe inside when I'm around them. And I saw that they're great people. And so, interestingly enough, it wasn't until recently that I realized that that's part of what, you know, I was going to be taught or cleansed or whatever that thing was inside of me that was cringing. I got to face it, and I got to go through a month of, like, being in the moment and then my mind going there, just going to the worst possible fears. And I would just be like, why are you, I don't understand. This isn't practical. This isn't reality. So today I'm going to share a few of the tools of, you know, learning not to judge and how to handle those emotions. I mean, there's multitudes of ways, but this is a new one, and it starts with just complete compassion. Like, now I know how I'll facilitate around people that are stuck in an old relationship or stuck in the drama at work, or they feel stuck, and to them it's really real. Like us on the outside, we look and we go, that's not actually real. That's not actually really, like, what's happening. But to them it is. And so now I have the capacity to go, you know, have some compassion to go, this is a reality. So let's hold space for that. So, yeah.
Sweet.
That's where I'm at. Where are you at? How have you been?
Pretty good. I'm still downloading and processing, and I tell you that ayahuasca is still in my body. You know, I can feel it at times. And, yeah, I'm kind of like where you're at. And I'm sure a lot of people in our group are still feeling the effects of it. It was. I've been to Peru many times, and I tell you, it's really cool to go with people that you love and care about and you know personally. It makes it just a whole different thing. I was so impressed and so touched by everybody's teachings and the love that everybody shared for one another, and also the frustration we shared for each other too, you know, trying to mm-hmm. work through things and stuff, which was good. We needed that. That was a good lesson.
That was a beautiful lesson and good medicine. I mean, it really was. That was good medicine. So Iggy and I did, the group of us, which I want to comment that the group of us that did go to Peru, I really felt like it was divine, as all things are, but this felt very divinely, like I knew, even the last minute kid that came on our trip, Eric, who's like, what, 25,
oh, yeah.
Like it was mm-hmm. very obvious that we had all been in a tribe in a past life and that we had all had a very special code. You know, every single person does, but our specific group had special coding and just familiarity, and there was this camaraderie, or mm-hmm. it was beautiful,
yeah.
and I felt it right away. Like I remember when we all first got together, you know, and I'm looking around, and again that ego self that I had at the beginning sit beside, you know, so our higher self could drop in. You know, I was like, I wonder what she's gonna be like. I wonder who that is, and you know, just kind of like being curious, and then you know, one conversation later, and it's like, I love you. I've known you forever. It was so cool. I mean, oh, Shelly, I feel like I've loved her throughout millennia. She was one of mm-hmm. my roommates. And Peggy, she just had me rolling on the tour bus. And so, yeah, quick, that was, we can also talk about, you know, the medicine. But it was, you know, we visited sacred sites, which I do believe we were initiated. I mean, we were right in the place. We stood right by the Temple of the Sun, the temple that they built for activation for the sun. And then ironically, when we get back here, I find out that we're actually being aligned not only with, you know, we're in Leo, we're in the sun, but we're also, the Leo sun is being aligned with the galactic sun, and the galactic sun is in line with the great mystery, the black hole in the middle of the Milky Way, which I've I believe talked about on the show before, that I believe that's like the center of creation, my guides told me. So here we have like the center of creation with the galactic sun, with our sun. And it's like, well, no wonder. So what's been happening is that, and it started for me in the ayahuasca ceremony. So for those that don't know, ayahuasca is an amazing medicine that comes to you when you're, you know, if it wants to teach you. Some people call her Mother Aya. Some people call her my one that I'm glad I didn't know until afterwards, the Vine of Death, because it's it consists, you know, the shamans take the vine, the ayahuasca vine, and mix it with another vine, with the MOAI inhibitor. And what it creates is the molecule DMT, which is in all organic things. It's in the trees, it's in our plants and animals. And it excretes in our third eye or pituitary gland when we're born and when we die, hence the name Vine of Death. And I was hesitant at first due to, you know, doing hallucinogens in the past, more chemical-based, or, you know, when I was younger, a teenager, that was never fun. I wasn't really into medicine then, but it really wasn't about that. It was fierce but gentle. And in my personal experience, the first thing that happened was all these fears that run around in my head, you know, day to day, will I have enough food, will I have enough money? Like those basic root chakra fears were ignited right away, you know. And I work on cosmic stuff all day. Like, I can see aliens, I can see ghosts, I can see whatever, which I thought that's what would happen because that's what I've heard. But for me, she's a very specific plant that works with whatever people need to work on. And I just heard her say, you know, if you want to continue to contribute and witness and love people, we got to get these silly root chakra fears out of you. How are you going to do your work with those? So it was, and I felt her, I'm curious about if you felt this too, Iggy. I felt her start in my spine, in the root chakra. And each song that our shaman Herbert would sing, it's almost like he started with these fears. And then I would feel, you know, the pause in between where we get the break. And then I'd feel the vine spiral up through my DNA, spiral up through my spine to the next chakra and work on emotions. And then the next chakra and work through power and ancestor lineage and all the way to the crown, which at the crown I found this bliss. And the bliss was really, what do I teach? What does it say on the paperwork? If you look on, you know, on my website or you know, on my book or wherever, it's going to say self-love. Mm-hmm. And it really was this appreciation for not only everyone else's strength, but really to get personal so that I could appreciate other people's, my own strengths, my own appreciation for who I am. And I thought that I would carry that, but, you know, the way that the medicine worked is that it really, and not just with that medicine, but recently looking at energy reports, we're now in a place where old past life and fear and karma is really wanting to be released through fire. So it's kind of like, you know, we got that 10 years of therapy in one day and medicine, and so I don't know, that I guess, when you said you still feel it in your body, it definitely like brought up hunks of stuff that I suppose if we stayed on the retreat and kept working with ayahuasca, it would have, you know, went out faster. But it's just been like a slow and sometimes stuck in sheer like, well, now what do I do? Where do I go? Or what's happening? Or this could happen. But all in all, good medicine, for sure. Mm-hmm. I did notice, I'm going to, one more note, and then I want to hear your experience as well, but I did notice when you hosted the 1,000 Drummers at Whetstone Park, mm-hmm. and I looked at some of the other people, you know, I like the people, I look at everyone, and I'm taking them in, and the other participants that were at the ayahuasca ceremony, they all had the same look, and it's a deeply humbled look. It was a look, at least in my perception, it was just like this being in touch with themselves and being in touch with something on a deep level. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if you looked around at everyone, but I would just look around, and it was everyone that was there that had done it. I'm like, well, there is this, how would you describe this, celerity, or it just felt real deep.
Well, I know what you're talking about, that feeling that you can't really explain, because especially people who were with us, who were there, the drumming.
Yeah.
There was almost like you didn't have to say anything. You could just look at each other and just have this feeling of understanding what we had been through together, and it's almost like telepathy, sort of, where you just kind of like, we had a great time. It was awesome. And there's like this bond, this connection with them, you know, that I can't explain. Mm-hmm. We just smile at each other, and, you know, it's just like looking at another angel, you know. And that's the best way I can describe it in my perception of how I experienced it. But you ask about ayahuasca. Well, that was an amazing journey. I've taken ayahuasca before, and I tell you, very different from the first time I took it. Very, very different. I didn't take as much the first time. That's probably why.
I'm laughing because the shaman said, okay, would anyone in the middle of the ceremony, would anyone like to take a second, you know, a second dose? And I thought, you couldn't pay me $1 million. And then I look over and I see Iggy walking up to get it. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, go there. I'll hold space. I'll hold space for you, buddy, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I tell you, man. I mean, I'll make it quick and short because I don't want to take up much time. But it's kind of felt like you said, I could feel it working. At first you don't feel anything, you're just kind of like, okay, what's going on, you know? And then all of a sudden you just have this feeling, and these feelings just come out of nowhere, and next thing you know, everything started to like change. Like I could see faces and things like in the trees and the ground and
yeah.
And you know, the next thing I could feel it through my legs, and then I would hear this sound like this, and I'm sure maybe it was the shaman doing it. You know, Herbert was probably going, but they would make this little clicking sound like ch 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 ch. And every time I heard that, the ayahuasca would just like wrap itself around my body. I could feel it. I could actually see it like moving
yes.
around my.
Yes, I could see it moving. Yes.
And it was just like, whoa, what is that? And I said, and this is before I closed my eyes. I closed my eyes, and I was gone. I was like, whoa, this place is sweet. Where is this? Well, it's in my mind. It's inside my head. It's my emotions, my feelings, and everything intertwined with the plant. And the plant is showing me things. The plant showed me beautiful, beautiful things. Pretty amazing. It took me to some corners in, you know, of darkness where I had a choice to either go visit it or not visit it. And the plant decided that we weren't going to go there. We were going to go on the path of, I don't want to call it enlightenment, but the path of just being in a good space, in a good place. And that plant worked some serious stuff on me because that second dose doesn't kick until like 20 minutes later. And I had that until I think we got home. But at the end, I can tell you stories. I had on my show too, but I can tell you stories. I talked to trees and I heard the wind and, in the end, just to make the story short, I purged like 7 times up by myself out by the bungalows there. And Herbert came looking for me and make sure I was okay. And he goes, and his words were like, he says, that was some really deep stuff you were working on. He goes, and I go, yeah. He goes, and you were anchoring everybody. You know, and that's one thing that I learned too, that I don't always have to be the anchor. I don't always have to be the guy, the tough guy to make sure all my friends are okay and the group's all right. But it also, you know, taught me how important my role is in the community that I serve too, and how valuable it is, and my behavior and my attitude and how I, not portray myself, but, you know, honor myself, you know, in the process. So I learned a lot about myself on this journey, on this trip. Ayahuasca does not mess around. She's serious. She'll grab your mouth. She grabbed my mouth and it just came out. I had no control. No control whatsoever.
Well, that was the part that, you know, where there became a struggle in me, which was the control dynamic, because once it does kick in, you know, I saw the water stains across from me. I saw, you know, I saw Jesus. I saw, and then I knew that I was like, I think I'm thirsty. I should, you know, my ego was trying to say, to keep a hold of the control that saved my life as a child, as a teenager. I mean, my personal story is I have taken care of me, you know. I know that spirits and other people, but I've been a big, you know, I've had to keep control in order to survive. And boy, that old story was like, no, I could barely lift my arms to get the water. And I thought, well, you might die of dehydration in the jungle. And then Mother Aya came. No, this is a real. I was like, you're going to die of dehydration. You're going to be one of those silly Americans that went there and died of dehydration. And this was a real thought at the beginning of the, you know, once she kicked in, and then she went, then die. And I would go, ah, and my head would go up, and I would release into the death. And I had several times where my ego was like, what if this happens? You could die. You're close to dying. And then the sound that I heard was like this hum. I can still hear it. If I close my eyes just outside in Ohio, I can hear the hum of when nature all comes together. And I would hear the hum, and I would go, then just die. It's okay if it's time to die. And I had to let these parts die before she could work on them. She's like, please, would you get over the silly fears? But that was, you know, that's my ancestral lineage. The women in my family, I really had to, especially my mom's side, they had to be very afraid in order to survive, you know, homeless shelters and, you know, the different places that they had to go by themselves. And But you did. I remember that. I was the first one to purge in the ceremony. And I remember also my ego going, you can't purge yet. Why would you purge? And I'm like, I've got to purge. And it was the best feeling. Oh, my gosh, did it feel good to get that out? It's been in there for so long. So,
yeah.
and coming to a deeper appreciation of gratitude for being back home. At first, I was not grateful. I was like, I want to travel the world. I want to heal. You know, Herbert had offered, you know, I'm going to Europe. Why don't you come and heal and da-da-da? And I thought, that's what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, the continuation of ego, death, and now just a great appreciation for who I have in my life and what's going on and coming back to the moment. But my mind has went, to some really judgy, weird places, and mostly with myself. And on the other side of that, to be honest, I know it's about just forgiving myself, that perfectionism part that is part of our culture that says we have to do things a certain way, and our minds can go literally insane. I've seen it in people trying to strive after this perfectionism, and it just doesn't exist.
No.
And so I've been, you know, doing the Hopo. I was doing the Ho'oponos, and I woke up one morning, and my guide said, go down to the Unity Church, which is a beautiful space near me where I do my Sangha. But on Sundays, they, you know, they have this, it's not a religious, it's more like, you know, God is inside of you, the light's inside of you. And so I went, well, okay, I'll go. And I walk in, sit down, and the lady just starts singing Ho'oponono, just singing it. Is that how you say it? Ho'oponono? Ho'oponono?
Ho'oponono.
Yeah, she's just, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And tears are just streaming down my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And so it's been a month of just forgiving. So what has, I mean, personally, what's come up for you? Like, how is it integrated into your real life day to day?
Well, you know what's funny was when I got back, I got pelted by all those bugs. Remember? I don't know. We didn't tell
I don't mean to laugh, but I can still see them in my head. I mean, you literally looked like you had measles or mumps or some kind of disease from the bugs in the jungle.
I still have, like, scabs. I'm still like, this has been a month, and they're just now, like, going away. But
wow.
There was obviously something, there was probably, I was thinking maybe because I have, like, this allergic reaction to plants sometimes, certain plant medicines. And so I'm thinking, well, this might be a combination of ayahuasca purging through my pores, you know, and because that's why it's not finished yet. So I'm thinking, wow, she's teaching me some things about, you know, my body, my temple. And that was one of the things, that I had to, like, I didn't, like, really doctor myself, like, when I got back. I did a little bit, but I wanted to go through that suffering a little bit. I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to feel, you know, the itch. But, I mean, it was strange. I was in a weird place. I was, like, totally not myself. Like, I was totally, like, parts of me were come back and go. I would fade in and out. And now, just now, I'm starting to, like, get excited and starting to get, like, really motivated. And the plant has really moved me to move certain directions now. And I mean, I'm saying through God. When I say the plant, it's through Mother Earth and God and all the angels and all the different things that work together. But there was a time I was in a little bit of a dark place physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And while I was here on the 3D plane, and I tell you, that was interesting to watch myself process through that in these last few, you know, weeks. And I'm going, man, I don't feel good. Why am I like this? But I wasn't depressed or anything, but it was just one of those things you just observe. But now it's like, at one moment to the next, all of a sudden I just went, boom, I got to do this, I got to do that. Okay, we're going to be on this path, we're going to do this. I'm going to do this, and if you guys want to come along, this is where I'm going. So you're most welcome to join. And I'm saying no to things that I used to say yes to. Or if I don't want to do something, I don't go, you know. So I'm starting to learn these things about healthy limits and boundaries that I talk about on my shows. So it's been very positive, very positive.
There's a, you know, the anger and fear. I mean, those things for me that have come up. I mean, I was angry when I got back. I was angry that, you know, things weren't a certain way, and those strong emotions that I've worked through, and I worked through mostly once I realized that there's. So everyone's going through this, whether you've done ayahuasca or not. There's we as, you know, as a chosen, some people are a teacher, sometimes you're in business, sometimes sound healing, no matter what your business is, whether it's, you know, being a hairstylist or I'm just a stay-at-home mom, whatever it is, everyone to some degree, there is a collective theme. And when I came back, people that weren't doing ayahuasca or just, you know, or hadn't done the ceremony, they're going through it on some level. Right. And it's a magnitude. We're getting prepared for, you know, a huge jump in ascension. And this jump, you know, you can't, you think about flicking a rubber band. You can't flick it forward until you pull it back real far. So, you know, we can't just leap. I can't just leap from where I'm at. I had to go back into the shadow, back into the dark, and then ultimately realize that back there isn't real anymore. That's not the story anymore. That was a story, and honor it. But breaking that contract, so breaking the contracts, because some soul contracts came up with, you know, that were old, you know, on the trip and I kept hearing my guides whisper, you know, this is just a mirror, smoke and mirrors. This is not reality. This is the remembrance of the past. But you have to get through it. So the tool that came up very recently to get through it is I always talk about this, and it's one of my favorite cards that come up the most in my Oracle card deck, is breath. And when we're, you know, when we pull back the arrow or we pull back that that rubber band and we go into the shadow world or we go into these strong emotions or we go into what's not, we have to look at what's not serving us before we flick into the future. There tends to be a hesitancy to stop breathing. And so physical activity has been helpful. And, of course, nature. I know you have a garden. We have a garden here at our house. Mm-hmm. And so going out, planting, taking off your shoes, planting your feet in the ground, opening your arms up to that sun, because the sun is there to feed us and support us and burn, use that fire to burn. And then to really breathe into those spots, because our kundalinis are rising, this energy is rising up, and it's trying to push those things out, those boundary issues or those old beliefs about what we're here to do with our career or with our families or, you know, with our sexuality or our you know, who we think we are. Some stuff is outdated. So yeah, the technique that my guide showed me was to go into the tight places, because my body was straight trip, just reacting and tight and having some suffering. And I'm like, what is going on with my body? Did I get a worm while I was there? Or remember we jumped off a waterfall and I thought, oh God, did I get a parasite? I gulped like three huge gulps of Caribbean mountain water, jungle water. And I was like, oh my God, this is what every nurse told me not to do, to brushing my teeth with bottled water. And
you're gonna get skinny real fast.
It's emotions. It was emotions that, you know, that Aya had brought up and that the energies right now had brought up, and I didn't want to let go of them, more fear of control. So really just even imagining, so if you close your eyes and you imagine a fire in your belly, and those of you that know the breath of fire, which is like a pumping in of your belly, and you can use that, you can Google it, you can go to yoga, Kundalini yoga classes and learn the breath of fire. But even just taking 5 minutes to visualize that fire, and I think you'll know that it's in there. And that's fire, you know, we're at the end of the Leo time period. That is straight primal sun fire, and it is wanting to burn this stuff up if we let it. So I think I was trying to cool the fire, ignore the fire. And when I just, you know, imagined in my mind's eye that fire spreading through and burning, and then just, Shay showed me earlier, I was telling her a little bit about, you know, the fire that's going on in us, and she lifted up her head and just went, and I went, exactly. You just lift up your head and allow that air to fan the fire out, and it really, really works. It really worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, my body immediately calmed down and my mind calmed down, and I, you know, those, that calmness is coming back. Boy, I missed it. I did not like pulling the rubber band back. That period was awful. I knew you were going through it too because I could see it. You know, we haven't talked a ton since we've been back, but.
No, we haven't, but, I mean, you could probably tell by my Facebook post and, you know, an occasional text here and there. I've had, like, moments of ecstaticness, you know, like, wow, let's go dancing. And then I don't go dancing. You know?
Yeah! Just I noticed that. I'm like, hey, come dancing.
Yeah, let's go to Hocking Hills, and we don't go to Hocking Hills. It's just funny.
Well, the dancing has been very helpful to promote the breath and the fire, too. Just, like, really primal, tribal, like, shaking and vibrating through the energies. There is that and singing. Boy, I went to Carissa Holmes' sound tuning. She has at the All Life Center every Wednesday.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's, she is a wonderful facilitator. I love that lady. And she, you know, helps you tone through as well. I mean, using all the elements are helpful.
Cool.
The movement, the sound, nature, like now's the time to call it all in and really to start looking at ourselves in the mirror and just, you know, acceptance. We're all trying our best. I mean, we all are. We're all trying our best.
That's all we can ask.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then the breaking the soul contracts, have you noticed that have you had anything with that? Like some people that you were like, oh, my God, this has been happening for a long time, and it's time to release them to the divine.
Yeah, there have been I was already doing that prior to going on my trip. And right now I'm going through those things. And actually some of the things that I thought were going to ship a certain way didn't. And I'm actually
mm-hmm.
trying to also, you know, rebuild bridges and try to fix things with people. And soul contracts with people have shifted, but they haven't necessarily disappeared. I guess they don't really disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been good on that end, personally. I haven't really had anybody say, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Or anything like that, or me saying that to them. But I have had friends who called me out on things. What are you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You seemed funny. They didn't realize I was on a trip, and they didn't realize the things that were going on at home and things like that. But you know, those are just things that I have to work on. Those are my stories. Those are my journeys. And I'm doing that right now. And it's getting easier. It's getting a little bit more to the point where I can handle it. It was a little harder when before I left. But, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I mean, personally, just shifting into, like, I've always been alone or separated, or when I came back, I kept saying, I want compassion. And I actually went to my meditation group and was like, this is so, okay, self-forgiveness. I was going to say it's so awful, but I'd be like, I listen to everyone deeply, but no one listens to me. And it was very martyry. But, it felt true to me in the moment. So here I am, like, saying the same types of things that were just ridiculous, that were annoying me, that other people were saying. And, I guess I just had to see that in me. And then there came a moment where I realized I wasn't allowing compassion in. So many people, certain people come to me, you know, in healing sessions or readings, and they just want love, and they just want to be seen for who they are, and they want more power in their world. And, you know, but, and you can give them so much, and then you notice that they're not taking it. They want it, yes, but they have a block up for it. And, you know, I guess my question was answered before I left on the trip, and I'm like, why are these people in my life as a mirror? Like, I'm giving them love, and they're not receiving it. They're pushing me. They're pushing me almost to explode on them or to push them away, and it's that thing in them. So I realized that with me. Like, I crave, you know, connection, and I want compassion, and so mm-hmm. I would give these things to other people, but when it was time for me to receive that, there was this block there, and I'm letting the fire burn that mm-hmm. through, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and take a caller. And
perfect.
shall return.
Lovely.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson.
We are hello, back. Hello. And we're back. And do we have any callers?
Yeah, let's take a caller share. Hello.
So happy you didn't want to get no other questions.
Hello, caller.
Why you don't get right the other night? Oh, yeah.
Did we get butt dialed? Hello.
We may have been butt dialed. Let's see. Let's try.
I love that word, butt dialed.
I don't know how that works, but it works.
Thank you. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for having your show. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask about my boyfriend, and I wanted to ask about a business.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to ask about my relationship with my amazing person, Sean, and a business.
So you said you have a question about a business, and what was the other question?
About my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what's happening with you. So it sounds like you're, or feels like you're in a transformation period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first thing your guides want you to know is that you're very, very safe, that you and all your loved ones are safe, because there's a hint of concern about, you know, if I make the right choice, how will that affect everyone when it comes to business and love? And you're specifically very safe. You have like these two guardian spirit guides that are right behind you, and they are like, we've got you. They do want to, wow. So career-wise, you definitely have some opportunities business-wise coming through. And there's a go for it. It says important doors are opening for you right now and to walk through them. So whatever is coming up business-wise, go ahead. The universe is ready to pour its abundance out to you. Two notes for that, though. You tend to go without taking quiet time or rest. So they're concerned, you know, about while you're going through these big transformations, making sure that you take, you know, a small amount of time to turn everything off and stay quiet and meditate and contemplate. You know, you can pray and talk and talk and talk to spirits, but you have to be quiet so that you can hear, because there's some things that, you know, can make this whole business venture more streamlined, and that is really more your focus than the, you know, any romantic relationships. Right now, for you, any partnerships is that. It's a partnership. It's something to sustain you, someone to have your back while you work on your gifts, your business, what you're getting, you know, all these ventures. So, you know, it can, you don't want to defocus with romance. You want that to be a foundation, something calm for you, not something that's going to distract you. So, you know, and when it comes to love, keep that, you know, you want something that's not a ton of work, that's more of a, and if it is, then you want to just establish boundaries, like I don't have time to give you all the attention that you're craving, you're going to have to give it to yourself, because I need your hand at my back. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. And I need a solid person who's solid in themselves and not jealous or insecure. Someone who can really sustain the power that is coming through me right now, because you are opening up so many doors and they're bringing great blessings for you. So.
Oh, great. Thank you. But do you, everything you said was true, but do you see what's going on with my boyfriend, Sean?
So that whatever came through is what we see, is that if he, you know, is feeling, again, I can only reiterate what they told me, that, you know, I mean, your concern is not what he's going through. It's more about getting the partnership that you need in order to proceed in your career. So whatever's going on with him, I mean, the jealous and insecurity came up, so he might have this insecurity part about him. That's not something you need to spend your energy trying to fix. That's something that if it is a concern for you, you will want to go to him and say, you know, is this rising in you? And if it is, how can we deal with it? Because I only have so much energy to put into that. So, but all in all, it feels like a good, you know, if he can work through those insecurity issues of you being so strong and so powerful, then you, and opening up new doors and going through these changes, which he has the capacity to, I think he just needs to voice his concerns to you. And the way to do that is just to open it up and not to say, well, you need to do this, this, or this, or this is what, you know, I need. But really, like, what the only thing I can add to this is really saying, hey, here's a 5 minutes of time. Please share with, you know, please share with me anything that's rising in you, any concerns you have. I'm going through a lot of change right now, and I appreciate you being a foundation for me. I appreciate you having your back. Is there anything that you need or that you want to share with me? Because I think if you open up that door for him to share, he's more than willing to attempt to do that. So.
Okay, I think she got it, but we lost her in the process.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
For everybody. All right.
Are you ready? You ready for another one?
Ready. Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. This is my first time calling. My name is Carolyn, and I have a question regarding my business as well and an inheritance situation that's like 9 years old.
And what's the situation, the nine-year-old situation, with a nine-year-old or with your business?
Inheritance situation that's been prolonged for, it's going on 10 years pretty soon, which is my parents' inheritance and my siblings.
Okay, so there's an inheritance that's been trying to come through and it hasn't yet.
Well, let's just say it's been pending out there. It's I haven't received it, and it's due to my brother and sister as well, something they did dishonestly. So it's still out there. I just like... maybe to come to and have an outcome very soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's hard when you're stuck in between. So what we've been talking about today is about forgiveness. So first and foremost, you know, that's what sticks out is you know, whenever there, we were also talking about when we're trying to receive something, abundance, inheritance, relationship, love, whatever it is that we're wanting to get, a lot of times, according to the laws of attraction, there's, you know, we can't change them. We can't, you do all the paperwork, you do what you can do, which I'm sure you've done throughout the years. At this point, you want to go inside you somatically and look at where, you know, where the block is to receiving it. And my guess is if they, you know, if your siblings had done something that was fairly, you know, felt that it was hurtful and deceitful, that there's a forgiveness there to do. So we were talking about the Ho'oponopono's, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And really becoming more receptive to receiving, because that's been a cyclical issue with you, is receiving, like when you're ill, you know, receiving, being able to get help, because your body has been up and down you know, and your health has been up and down, your energy levels, your emotions, and so it's taken a toll on you. And the other thing that your guides are saying, again, when I talk on the show, even though me and Iggy talk about our, you know, ourselves, it's really a universal collective thing we're going through. And for you, getting outdoors as much as possible will help you break through that block as well. Because when you stay inside buildings, you stay inside your home, you also create blocks of stagnant. So for you, getting outside and getting movement, and then also honoring these cycles of your body and being open to people coming in, because I'm seeing that you've got some blocks, you know, with letting new people in or people getting in so far. You do have also some doors opening up for you that are ready. You're ready to walk through,
yes,
business-wise. So your guides are saying to take a risk and put your heart's true desire into action. So make sure that when you imagine stepping into whatever work you're stepping into, you want to fully take time. Again, I would say go outside, go by a body of water, to the lake or river or something, and recharge your batteries, and then just imagine this opportunity going in as much detail as possible, as beautifully, as abundantly as possible. So two things to work on: forgiving, you know, the family dynamic, and then finding out how to open up that block that's been there to receive.
Yeah.
And take your leap of faith and think.
Yeah,
so
well,
the
forgiveness, I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even consider forgiveness, because I know they don't know any better. So I never had a problem, because I'm the most compassionate and loving person,
mm-hmm,
you know, the best I can be. And I'm very in tune with, like, my brother, my sister, and I do forgive them. I never had to forgive them, because I know that they're at a different level. They're very different than what I am. But I always accepted who they were, and I really never had a problem with them. I just let it all go. So I really,
mm-hmm,
know that I just want to clear this, so we can part our ways, kind of during this lifetime, and whatever they're supposed to learn, that's not my responsibility. But with me, it's just like I honor my parents. This is all my parents when they were alive. They put so much love into creating a life that they wanted their children to continue. And unfortunately, I think my brother and my sister don't respect that, and I do. So whatever my parents have or had while they were living, I honor that, and I really want to continue that with my children and my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, wherever they're coming, you know, the next many generations are coming. And I want to stay, I like the way my parents used to think, and I just want to honor that and continue that for many beautiful cycles to come, and lifetimes and new generations within my family. So that's the way I think, you know, so I want to honor a different generation, and I want to continue. And whatever blockage is in there, I think it's a learning lesson for my brother and my sister, but for me, it's all about love. So I don't have anything to forgive, but I honor what my parents stood for. So that's where I come from. So I get
beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. So just visualize all of that as if it's already happened. And I think that you have a very beautiful heart. I like how you look at the positive aspects of everything. And yeah,
yeah,
just envision everything you want as if it already is, and then feel it in your body. Those are the keys for allowing that creation. First, we have to imagine it, and then it happens. Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So use that big heart and that positivity to see everything coming to pass the way you would like it. So,
oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Very loving. And I love your show concept. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
The truth. Thank you.
Take care.
Nice. I have an update for you.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm not sure what your schedule's like at 1:30, but you're supposed to Are you going to work?
I am, but I'm not sure about this afternoon. I'm free, but I'm taking a I'm taking an emotional intelligence leadership class this week, and it's very intensive and very. So I am working and then doing that class. But this afternoon I have a. What's going on?
Geneva is in town, and she's requesting our appearance at Global Gallery at 1:30 p.m. if we can.
Geneva. Yeah, I talked to her, and I told her that I have work all day, and then I go into training from until midnight every night. In fact, Saturday it's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., so starting today till midnight. So,
all right.
But,
well, I just thought I'd push that out there, but I'm going to meet up with her a little bit later today, see how she's doing.
Oh, that's a beautiful reunion. I met with her not too long ago, and she got me inspired for my next trip, and it's going to be to Asheville, where she's moving back from. So
nice.
Beautiful.
All right. That was the update, so continue on.
Oh, that's fine. I've been so internal and battling all these, you know, these things that came up that I didn't actually rest and do what was being whispered by my guides, which was like just to really rest and nurture. And they always, even Michael, my partner, he's like, you know, when things are slow, that means things are about to get real busy again. Polarity, I use that word all the time. And so my friend who just tried to call me, she must not know I'm on the radio show, Heidi Howell, she is a instructor for this next level training, and she has been very adamant that I try it. And I thought, well, I did 5 years of leadership. I don't know. I think I'm good. And then she's like, she talked me into it. So I'm excited. I should have some more techniques on emotional intelligence next radio show to share.
Oh, awesome. You can never stop learning, that's for sure.
Yes, it's true. That's true.
That's for sure.
Meet new people. I just love meeting new people as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, well, do we have any more callers, or should I just do a general reading?
You want to do a reading for me?
I was going to ask you. Yes, I would love to do a reading for you.
All right, cool.
All right.
And I will sit here and listen.
Perfect.
I can't go anywhere else. No, I'm joking. I'm being silly.
All right. Silly, silly. Okay. So, let's see what's going on in your world. This is cool, actually. We get some really bold energies coming in. I mean, super freaking bold. We're talking taking more risks and being daring, and it looks like it might be a little at first because, you know, I mean, you are very playful and you are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a very fierce part of you. So you're soul retrieving in this part of you that is has been fragmented away from you, and it's coming in. And it's an aspect of you that is, interestingly enough, it's coming through very feminine. Not that there's, you know, it's like this teaching. So it's a new teaching, and you're getting downloaded with new knowledge as you speak. So as we speak, this is every day. This is through your dreams. This is through the birds. And they're asking you to unleash this like super wild side of you. It's very, very bold. Now I know you, and it's not that you're not bold. I've seen you jump off of, you know, be one of the first people to jump off the waterfall and, you know, to lead gigantic drum circles. And it's not that you're not bold, but this is a new type of bold. Like what I'm saying is it's not a serious bad side, but it's like this part of you is more serious, and it's not saying that your entire being is going to be serious. Because we were talking earlier this week, I was saying how much I appreciate your laughter and your joy and your playfulness that you bring. And so that aspect of you is still there, but there's this yin and yang, there's this other aspect of you that you need to call in, or you can, you don't need to call in, and it's going to help you with new ideas, new projects, and giving birth to this independence part of you that you've been seeking for a while. Your guides are saying that your independence is your foundation for your strength and your success. And there's this woman, she has dark hair, and she's on your left side, and she's saying, don't back down, don't back down. So that could be correlating in with what you were saying about now saying more no's, and she's very fierce about it. So when you were telling me that earlier, you know, really feeling and embodying what that energy felt like when you do say no, when something doesn't resonate with you. Polly is coming in to say that there's some stuff to be released so that these new opportunities, new projects can take root. So she's saying, take some stuff that you've already released and you've been releasing and make that your fertilizer for this new project and these new ideas. And also there's a calling very soon to do some kind of detox, purification, both your body and your mind. And there's this little aspect of you on the right side. It's very cute. It's like this part that worries, but you don't tell anybody you worry. And it's this part of you that no one really knows about. You keep it very close to you. And they're just coming in to say there's really no need to worry, that everything is working out beautifully. And that inner child, that faithfulness, is not going to go anywhere as you collect this more, you know, this, I don't want to say more, but this fierce part of yourself. This fierceness is going to integrate and really allow you to dance, really allow you to not only have this sense of independence, but also this independence ironically allows you to connect even deeper with the people around you, because you no longer have their hooks in you, these little hooks of, I need you, and you're like, you don't. No one needs me. I stand firm here to hold space for you, but no one needs me. I don't need you. We just enjoy each other.
Right.
And yeah, you've got this huge fountain of knowledge that just keeps pouring in. Like, you could almost keep a journal with you. I don't know if you do. And just keep writing it. Keep writing all this stuff out, because it's going to make more sense and integrate.
Nice.
After your detox. Yeah.
I need a liver cleanse, I've been told. So that's funny you said that.
Yeah. I was actually myself thinking about I was watching one of Herbert's videos that Peggy sent me, and I'm familiar with Cat's Claw through Aster. Now his name's Chaska. Mm-hmm. Changed his name all the time. And it's calling me. I know we have it at the co-op, and it's a purifier of the blood, the mind, the spirit. And, you know, I think I'm ready to do the diet and really, really deeply work with Cat's Claw. It's calling to me as well. So I'll be your detox buddy if you want.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. I appreciate it. That was awesome, Reed. Thank you. That really hit home.
Good. Yeah, we can get a lot of information really quickly. It doesn't take much, you know, just a few powerful. And the sessions that I've done since I've gotten back, it's interesting, there's always themes, and people are collecting in aspects of themselves that have just been waiting to drop in. It's really exciting to watch them come in, and then, you know, during my sessions, I usually do a reading like that, just to understand, like I just did with you, to understand what's going on, and then we go in and either do table work or some kind of movement work to integrate it and to bring in that part of you and to let it, you know, really integrate in with the other parts of us that's already there. So very cool. I can't wait to meet this aspect of you. I'm excited.
Yeah, you hit it on the nail when you said there was that little part I never share with anybody. that was why I was laughing, that little quiet.
It's a really sweet part, and it is, and it's like it doesn't need a voice, but I mean, even though we just gave it a voice, but it's It just needed to be soothed and say, it needed to be seen, even though it doesn't really like to be seen, just a gentle, like, hey, it's all going to be all right.
Yeah, that's about what it is. Awesome.
Well, that's the part of me that's been, like, big and exaggerated and, like, has needed, that's the part, that little piece of me has needed the compassion and
awesome.
Soothed today, but, yeah.
Well, we're at the hour.
We're at the hour. Well, that went so fast.
Yeah, anything you want to close with your listeners?
Well, thank you so much for listening this hour. And I am rebuilding my website, but you can still contact me for session work or any questions at www.dawn-thompson.com. And I'm on Facebook, Dawn of the New Era, and I look forward to hearing your comments. And I wish you a blessed week. Or month, year, working with that fire. Thank you so much. And thank you,
awesome.
Aggie. I'm glad we got to hang out.
Yeah, I always enjoy our hanging time here on the radio. Enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right. We'll see you next month then, Don.
We'll see you next month. Signing off.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into With Insights Radio. You have listened to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era. Tomorrow's show will be a rerun. Friday's show, we have Mark the Rabbit Hole. That's at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time on With Insights Radio. Then at midnight, Mud Toe at Midnight with Mud Toe Sasquatch. And we'll see you next week.